My grandmother Betty cocked an eye skyward. "What's wrong with that snowman? He looks like the Hunchback of Magnolia Cove." I nearly burst out laughing. Betty had tagged that exactly right. For as short as my grandmother was, she had pegged the snow giant perfectly. A 10-foot-tall man stood squarely in the public park that was sandwiched between busy, bubbling Cauldron Road and a much slower, more residential Pointed Hat Lane. His snowy head was indeed melting, sloshing its way slowly backward, making the thing look more like a Halloween snowman than a Christmas one. My cousin Amelia huffed.
"I told y'all, it's not cold enough out here. I can build a snowman and throw ice up its rear end, but unless somebody fixes the clouds, or better yet," she glared at Betty, "casts a spell to keep the snowman frozen, then there's nothing I can do."
Betty was a squat woman with a twinkle in her eye and a corncob pipe in her hand. She was almost like a female Santa Claus. That was, if Santa Claus wore 70s-style leisure wear and snorted magic from his nose, then he'd be exactly like Betty, because I'm pretty sure my grandmother kept a very long list of everyone who'd ever been naughty to her. Not that I was going to ask and make sure. That was a guaranteed way to get pinned onto the bad list, no doubt about that. Amelia stared at Betty.
"Instead of complaining, are you going to do something?"
Betty shot a flame from her finger and lit her pipe. "I'll freeze the snowman."
"Thank you."
Betty placed one finger over a nostril and exhaled. Tendrils of magic swirled in the air, wrapping around the creation. A second later, the head was righted and the snow giant was ready to be dressed. "He looks scary enough to frighten children," Betty muttered. Ah, yes, the magic of Christmas was in full swing in Magnolia Cove, Alabama. Amelia ignored her and handed me a scarf. She smiled brightly.
"You ready to decorate?"
"Sure."
"Great. All you have to do is use your magic." She leaned over. "We used to have ladders, but once our mothers set them on fire."
I grimaced. "Mint and Licky did that with magic?" Amelia nodded.
"Yep. Worse, Betty was standing on it."
I bit back a laugh. "You think they did it on purpose?"
"Hard to tell."
She pointed at the snowman. The carrot in her hand zipped up to its face and rooted into the soft powder.
"Perfect.